here's a story from The World.
Prisons in Denmark are known for their humane approach to detention. Some inmates get to wear their own clothes or even leave prison grounds to go to work. But a newly proposed bill could change this for some inmates in Denmark by limiting communication with the outside world. The World's Bianca Hillier reports.
The proposed bill would only affect inmates serving life sentences. For the first 10 years of their sentence, they wouldn't be allowed to contact anyone new. All visits, phone calls, and letters would have to be with people they already knew before being incarcerated. Liberal Justice spokesperson Preben Bang Henriksen says this is to stop people behind bars from forming new romantic relationships with young girls.
We do not want young girls to engage with these kind of people. And we've seen examples that they've been married to these criminals while they were in jail. Well, that's very sad. So we'd like to protect the young girls.
The bill would also ban inmates from posting about their crimes on social media or talking with the press. Henriksen says this is to protect people impacted by the crimes, most of which were murders.
They shall not in the newspaper see that the killer is now having a pretty much normal life within the prison. We don't want him to have this normal life.
Henriksen says this bill is in response to convicted killer Peter Madsen, one of the most high-profile Danish criminals in recent history.
The bill is mainly for him, I would say, definitely.
Madsen is currently serving a life sentence for the murder of Swedish journalist Kim Wall on board his homemade submarine. While in prison, he has reportedly connected with a 17-year-old who says she fell in love with him through letters and phone calls over the course of 2 years. And in 2020, Madsen spoke extensively about his crimes in a Danish documentary. Critics of the bill don't support Madsen's behavior, but argue there are very few prisoners who do things like that. Thomas Martin is a senior researcher at the Danish Institute Against Torture.
The problem they're trying to solve is not very significant. I mean, we might have challenging, provocative media stories about very few specific well-known celebrity criminals who act out in certain ways. But the majority of lifers in Danish prisons do not have a dating problem.
Martin says there are only a few dozen inmates serving life sentences in the whole of Denmark right now. If passed, he says this bill would take away vital resources from people who aren't involved in the behavior the Justice Ministry is trying to prevent.
Prisoners' contact with the outside world is a very important positive resource. It reduces conflicts. It increases opportunities for reintegration. So there's little reason to meddle with that without strong reasons. And I don't see that in this particular case.
Critics of the bill also say the proposal could undermine a long-standing concept of Danish prisons. Elna Sundergaard, a legal advisor at the Danish Institute Against Torture, says it's called the principle of normality.
That's a fundamental principle, saying the only difference between inmates and people outside the prison is that inmates are detained. But otherwise, they have the same rights.
Sundergaard says this bill is the latest proposal from the Danish government that adopts what she calls a tough-on-crime philosophy.
It's really more and more punishment, more use of solitary confinement, stricter rules, fewer rights. So I see this proposal as another example of that thinking that almost has become mainstream among a number of the largest political parties in Denmark, unfortunately.
Sundergaard worries this trend will lead to human rights violations in prisons. Preben Bang Henriksen from the Liberal Party understands those concerns, but he believes certain rights aren't and shouldn't be granted to people behind bars.
You don't have the right to freedom. You don't have the right to walk around. And generally, I would say the normal rights that covers regular people in Denmark, they are suspended while you are in jail.
The bill is now in the hands of the Justice Ministry before it heads to Parliament. If passed, the law would go into effect at the beginning of next year. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.